The next patient is Gladys Campbell. The last name is C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Number one, 83-year-old white female with history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Stage 3B. The patient comes for a follow-up today, and the serum creatinine that was determined on November the 24th of 2023 was 1.35, the BUN 31, the estimated EFR 39 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is 190 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Patient has nephrosclerosis that is associated to diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and aging process. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The patient was changed from a lantus to another long-acting insulin due to lack of coverage for the lantus through her insurance. This time, the hemoglobin A1C came down to 8.2 from 8.9. Excuse me, 8.6 from 8.9. Average blood sugar is around 200. The patient doesn't have, as mentioned before, any symptoms. In the lipid profile, there is elevation of the triglycerides to 355, which is somewhat better than the last time that were 407. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control, the cholesterol went down to 179, LDL 64, HDL 44. Following number, arterial hypertension, the diastolic blood pressure today in the hospital is 75, and the systolic is 163. The patient says that the drive to the office was hectic, that she gets levels of 130/70 at home. I'm going to ask her to get a log. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease treated with the administration of omeprazole. Following number, hypothyroidism and replacement therapy. The patient had a TSH that was slightly elevated at 7.24. The T3 is 2.69 and the T4.93. We are going to defer the adjustment of the thyroid medication to the primary care. In general, the patient is very stable. She has to improve the blood sugar control and make sure that she gets a blood pressure log for the next appointment. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.